we found was that Queen Victoria, having gone to England in December, just gone, I found the documents in the office of the Parliamentary Council in London with the aid of members of the House of Commons. And I got in there and got the original records, and the Act is there. And we asked, OK, how did that get in? Because his votes and proceedings did not mention the word sovereignty or dominion. We were then directed at the fact that Queen Victoria exercised the Crown's prerogative and issued an order in Council that the Queen or her heirs and successors, and that it was not to be construed as claiming dominion or sovereignty over the Aboriginal peoples and their places, and or dominion and sovereignty over their rulers and chiefs. And of course, then the second part to her order in Council was that this had to be proclaimed in each of the colonies. So when we had talks with lawyers in London and also other international lawyers that belong to London, English law, they all agree that it's unambiguous, it's unequivocal that the Queen herself brought into law. And when we asked about an order in Council, what does that mean in law? And they said, well, that's absolute law when the Crown exercise their prerogatives and issue an order in Council. And that becomes absolute law. Therefore, what we have to understand then, what flows from that, is that our sovereignty and dominion over our lands and territories since 1875, and therefore beyond that period, that is, previous to that, the Australian government had no jurisdiction over us. And it was assumed in England, therefore, that the land that was taken from Aboriginal people was paid for. They were buying it off us. They were treating with us about this land, but that never happened. And so we have a very sound case in terms of now going back to England and telling them to enforce their own law. It's not anyone else's law, it's their law. They brought it into existence, their Crown exercised the prerogative powers, and so it's an issue that they have to deal with.